Hello, everybody. This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm Brian Adams.
Hey, everybody. It's Gaga.
I'm Christina Aguilera.
This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is the place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. A lot of new Christmas music came out in 2025, and it looks like the biggest weeks for releases of new Christmas music were the first and second weeks of November, though the week before Thanksgiving was still pretty strong. That might not be a big surprise to you, but it is to me. While there are exceptions, for the most part, by the middle of November, traditional radio has picked whatever new Christmas tracks they're going to play. Increasingly many, not all, but many, playlists have been built with new songs added. That's not to say that Christmas music released after Thanksgiving or in December won't find its way to playlists or maybe even to radio, but the odds are against it. This year, Christina Aguilera released her cover of My Favorite Things on November 25th. Just ahead of her album, Christmas in Paris, which came out December 14th, a few days after her release of the second single from the album, Someday at Christmas. My Favorite Things got a little bit of airplay on traditional radio, but the second single and the rest of the album got very little, if any. Bryan Adams released the single California Christmas on November 25th, and the album it came from, A Great Big Holiday Jam, was released on December 8th to coincide with the Canadian TV special, which the album was basically a soundtrack to. No appreciable airplay on traditional radio. Lady Gaga released her cover of Santa Claus is Coming to Town on December 16th in 2024. It got very little radio airplay the year it was released and was mostly forgotten in 2025. While she's an artist that gets hundreds of millions of streams on Spotify, this one hasn't quite gotten to 7 million yet. I know 7 million streams isn't bad, not by a long shot, but it's a tiny percentage of what her songs usually achieve. And there's a popular playlist called Lady Gaga's Christmas that has thousands of saves from people who are fans. And that playlist hasn't added this particular song. This happens every year, and I'm only mentioning these three artists as examples. I'm not picking on them, and I did play their music this past year, and I will again for the 2026 season. And it's quite possible they released this music simply for the love of Christmas music. But if they did it to get airplay, to get added to playlists, to get noticed, well, they were late. The other thing I want to mention is that for these three artists, there is a really good chance this decision was made by a record label and not by the artist themselves, just to further the idea that I'm not picking on them. And really, I'm not picking on the label either. I'm just offering an opinion. Mariah Carey likes to put out videos every year on November 1st to signal when she says it's time for Christmas music. And while that is the date that we start the new season of the Sounds of Christmas Station, we've already been working on it behind the scenes, adding new music for quite a while by then. And for artists with new Christmas music, they should consider moving their release dates up. This isn't about rushing the season or the so-called Christmas creep or any of that nonsense, but if you want your Christmas music to be enjoyed by as many as possible, it really needs to be ready and available by the time Mariah rings in the season. Again, this is if you're looking for airplay, or you want to be added to playlists, or you just want your Christmas music to get noticed. It's not a guarantee, but it does give you the best opportunity for all of those things. For traditional radio, they'll pay attention to the big names first, and then the names that are not so big. And the opportunities to get your music on the air get smaller with every passing day. By the time Thanksgiving is gone, most, not all, But most traditional radio stations are basically on autopilot, their Christmas selections having been chosen. For streaming, creators that put together playlists are inundated with new releases, and as November goes by, many, not all, but many, have made their picks and are focusing more on sharing their playlists than adding to them. Other than the technology part of streaming and playlists, this really isn't anything new. Mariah Carey's first Christmas album was released on October 28, 1994. Mannheim Steamroller's first Christmas album was released on September 15, 1984. Elvis Presley's first Christmas album was released on October 15, 1957. A Jolly Christmas from Frank Sinatra was released on September 21, 1957. Gene Autry's single for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was also released in September, but in 1949. So if anything, you're kind of following tradition by releasing your Christmas music in September or October. Of course, if you're releasing something just because you love Christmas music and you got caught up in the spirit and you recorded something that you want to share, by all means, put it out whenever you want. Actually, you can put your music out whenever you want, regardless. I'm only offering my suggestions. I get a lot of Christmas music sent to me every year, and if an artist sends me music, I'm guessing it's more about airplay than it is just about the love of Christmas music. And while I do go through everything, I go through it all in the order in which I receive it. I try to go through it as quickly as I can, though once we pass New Year's, that process does slow down quite a bit. I'm recording this on January 25th, exactly 1 month after Christmas Day, and I still have around 1,100 songs to go through from 2025. And I already went through somewhere in the neighborhood of three times that many during the season. And I add a lot more new Christmas music than most radio stations and most playlists. So if you're a singer or in a band and you're already thinking about recording and releasing some new Christmas music for the 2026 season, you just might want to seriously consider releasing it early. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes as well. So you can click that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.